So 400 protesters greeted Sotheby's $500 million auction, the high-spirited, very high-decibel demonstration in solidarity with its locked-out workers, numerous unions and college students and staff, and of course Occupy Wall Street activists, joined in the demonstration. Six people were arrested in an act of civil disobedience just inside Sotheby's. We now go to the demonstration.
Union busting!
Excuse me, I'm on WBIO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you from?
Christine Williams, CW Local 100. I'm in full support of the Sotheby's Lockdown Teamsters. Oh, they're trying to take away everything from them. They want to take away their retirement funds, wages, and they're not even small givebacks. These are major givebacks.
There are a lot of CW members here?
There's going to be a lot of them coming down later on today. And also last week, there was a TW member that actually got arrested. TW is full of support.
Great. And what are the issues at TWU that are coming up?
As you know, the 15th, our contract expires. We'll be fighting for a fair and just contract starting November 15th. We're asking all our allies to support us.
And what do you think the connection between the issues are?
The connection is workers' rights and human rights. We want the basic access to clean, safe working environment.
And your feelings about Occupy Wall Street?
The Occupation Wall Street movement has united every struggle in New York, across the nation, across the town. I think it's a beautiful thing. The backdrop between all the struggles, housing, unemployment, lack of health care. The Occupation Wall Street movement has gone global, and TWU was there from the start, and we're proud of that.
What's your name?
Christine Williams, TWU Local 100. I'm a station agent.
I'm Jason Ide, who's the president of Local 814, of which the Sotheby workers are a part of. And Jason, I can see this movement is building. I was here about 3 weeks ago, and you've got a lot more people today. What's been happening?
So I think what you're seeing is not only Occupy Wall Street and unions coming out, but now even just people from the general public. There's students here, there are artists here, and we're really seeing a groundswell of support.
Let's talk about the issues here for the workers at Sotheby.
Management has come to the table and demanded concessions from the workers despite reporting their most profitable quarter in their history as a company. They want to slash the workday by 30 minutes. They want to cut overtime compensation. They want the right to terminate the workers' 401k plans. And they don't want to agree to language that would protect basically their being union workers in the future. Right now, we're sort of being phased out by attrition, which is just ridiculous. We're down. We had 55 art handlers. Now we're down to 43. And you're seeing more and more temporary workers, and it's a big problem. We have to defend good union jobs.
What do the workers do?
They handle Rembrandts and Picassos. They install contemporary art. They basically take care of all the valuable art objects that come here through Sotheby's. It's a skilled position. It's a job that they love, a job that some of them have been doing for up to 42 years. I did this job myself for 6 years, and I was still learning every single day I was on the job. You learn a lot from especially the folks who have been here over 40 years, over 30 years. They really teach
from all the people out there who have come out to support us. Thanks so much for taking 14 of the IBG. What do you think of the demonstration?
I think this is an excellent demonstration. We need to show our support for the union workers here.
What do you think the issues are here?
The union workers here at Sotheby's have been locked out because Sotheby's, the art collector, is unwilling to negotiate a contract. I'm interested in all issues of anti-oppression, but I definitely see the crucial role that labor issues play within the network of these struggles.
Any other issues in particular that you've been involved in?
Definitely. I've been organizing around anti-racist struggles. I've also been working with Solidarity with Palestine work on the NYU campus and other labor struggles in the city.
How long have you been at the Occupy Wall Street?
Since the September 17th rally is when I first started getting involved. That's the first day.
Wow, it's grown tremendously since then. Not only in New York, but around the country and the world. You must feel really proud.
Yeah, hopefully we can keep growing and build some sustainable organizations.
So we're approaching the 2-month anniversary of Occupy Wall Street on the 17th. What's going to be happening then?
It's a national day of action for students and for any Occupy movement in general. In New York City, there's going to be 3 main times at which actions are going to take place. You can look it up online at Occupy Wall Street. I just want to make sure people know that, you know, this movement definitely needs committed activists who are going to be able to build upon this ground. You know, we need to be able to sustain organizations that are continue to fight the struggle. So.
Okay, well, it's 2 months old now. I just can't seem to wait to see what happens in another 2 months. Thanks so much. Speaking to Sean from Occupy Wall Street.
Of demonstrators who went to sit down in front of the doors or on the inside of the doors, and then suddenly it was like a rugby scrum. There were security guards all over them, basically clobbering them. And some of them got dragged out by the ankles, like across the sidewalk. One guy got basically stomped on by the guards. It was pretty intense.
This is the private security guards or the cops?
The private security guards who are from Metro One, I believe, and Andrews Security.
Must be about 100 of them here.
Yeah, there are. I mean, the security at Sotheby's has been extraordinary. Folks have been disrupting auctions from Occupy Wall Street on the inside, and they ratcheted up the security each time to the point now that it's like a fortress.
I mean, they're just lined up here in front of the entire building to surround the building.
Yeah, it's even worse inside. When we were able to still get people inside, they would have 12 security guards on every floor inside their own building. I mean, it's crazy.
So let me get this straight. There were probably about 6 protesters who sat down at the entrance. Is that it?
Yes, that's correct. And the security guards jumped on them, dragged them away violently. This is nonviolent civil disobedience, and they got real, really manhandled badly.
Were the protesters from Occupy Wall Street or from the
The direct actions have been entirely Occupy Wall Street planned and executed. So all Occupy Wall Street folks.
Speaking of Michael Landau and the demonstration, confirming there were about a half dozen protesters from Occupy Wall Street who were not only arrested but manhandled by the security guards. Okay, thanks so much.
Reporting from the latest Sotheby's Union demonstration, this is Ken Nash from WBAI's Building Bridges.